we'll start with the Seattle Colorado game, because I guess this is the least dramatic of the two conference finals. Seattle winning 1-0 in the second leg and through to the final on the 10th.
Yeah, Richard, that's right. And last time I talked to Andy, we spoke about this game and you know how fantastic it is for Seattle Sounders supporters. The team has been in the league since 2009, and always, you know, there was always a hurdle once they got to the MLS Cup playoffs, despite how well they had played during the regular season. But you know, this postseason, they've really put something special together. Really, ever since July, really, they've put something special together, and the playoffs have just been a continuation of that. And all hats off to them and interim coach Brian Schmetzer, who you've got to believe would get the full time gig next year.
And they will, of course, be playing Toronto in the final. And an amazing and ridiculous two-legged conference final against the Montreal Impact. We had the drama of the pitch being at the wrong markings for the first game, one goal separating them there. And Toronto turned things around in the second leg. It took extra time, but they win 7-5 on aggregate. That's some game of football.
Yeah, it sure is, and that second leg ending 5-2 after extra time. So a lot of drama going on there, and I've got a few friends in Toronto who were on hand for that game, and you know they were celebrating well into the night with that. A fantastic result for them, and this has been the 10th season Toronto has been in Major League Soccer, and those supporters have really stuck by that club. Some very lean years in Toronto, and it really wasn't until, I guess you could say, last year with the arrival of Sebastian Giovinco, Jose Altidore, and Michael Bradley, that things really started to take off for him, because it really seemed like any player who went through there or any coach who went through there, you know, it was just something about that club that couldn't get over the hump and really couldn't, you know, mount much of a playoff charge. And, you know, in the last 2 years, we've really seen them come into their own and be one of the premier teams in Major League Soccer. And you know, one of the things that they did do over the weekend was win without Sebastian Giovinco. He did go off in that game in the 96th minute. And throughout the season, I talked about that was the biggest Achilles heel Toronto would have making it to the MLS Cup Finals, is being able to win without Sebastian Giovinco. And, you know, they've really shown that they could do that down the stretch. Jose Altidore has really come into form and, you know, playing some of the best football he's played in his career. Really since he was in the Netherlands playing. So Toronto FC is going to be a very difficult team for Seattle when they come up against them on the 10th in the final. But, you know, you've got two teams in really good form right now going into the final, and, you know, it's really hard to call who's gonna walk away with the MLS Cup.
Are we expecting perhaps a tighter game than those games Toronto played in the conference final, more perhaps the closer games that Seattle have played throughout these playoffs?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot closer. It won't be as wide open as that last game Toronto played against Montreal, that 5-2 finish. But Toronto, you know, the key for them is having a healthy Sebastian Giovinco there to play for him. And for Seattle, it's really being able to unlock Toronto's miserly defense, who's been really good over the season. And they've got a striker who can do that in Jordan Morris, who, you know, Andy and I have talked about quite a bit this season, and he was the rookie of the year. And, you know, Toronto, they do have a good defense, but we'll have to see how well they can keep Morris in check.
For people who are watching the game for the first time, then perhaps they've been listening throughout the season and thought, actually, now it's come to the cup final, I'm going to sit down and watch this game. Who are some of the players then we should be looking out for on the 10th of December?
Well, definitely one player to look out for is Nicolas Ladero, who is a player Seattle picked up in the middle of the season. He's a Uruguayan, lots of experience in South America, and a Uruguayan national team player, a player that was signed a designated player contract. And at the time he signed in, I believe it was July, I really questioned why that they would be going out for another playmaking midfielder. But with Clint Dempsey going down with a bit of a heart problem and not being able to play since August, and the rise of Jordan Morris as an out-and-out striker, he's really become a player that they've been able to count on to help break down defenses and really lead that attack. So definitely a player that they've brought in that's really made a difference. And for Toronto, of course, we could always say Sebastian Giovinco, but I really think Jozy Altidore will be real key in this game, because for all the opportunities that Giovinco opens up and creates, you know, it takes a quality striker to put them away, but also he can take away those defenders from Giovinco and really open up space for him. So I think those two players, if I'm picking one from each team, are really going to be big in this MLS Cup final this year.
And here's, of course, the big question. Come the end of the match, whether it takes 90 minutes, extra time, penalties, whatever, who will be lifting the MLS Cup? Who will be the champions of Major League Soccer in 2016?
Well, even though this game's going to be played in Toronto, because they had the better record over the course of the season, the higher points total, I really think Seattle has more momentum going into this right now. Just with the way that they've played in the second half of the season, with the way that they have gone through the MLS Cup playoffs, I think they are the team to beat. And I think that they've got a lot of experience from this team from winning the U.S. Open Cup, which, of course, is the domestic cup in the U.S. They've won four since they entered MLS in 2009. Meanwhile, Toronto, this is really the most success they've seen. So I really think that Seattle, you know, some of these players have been there in these kind of high-pressure moments before, but, you know, with Toronto, it's going to be a bit nervy for them in front of their home fans, and you know, they're going to be expecting a lot, but you know, those memories of past failings are going to be there.